I'd like to call this meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied, and an adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Tonight, as you'll see, we have a number of scouts in the audience. It is PAC 145, Den 6, and their dinner for the evening, Connor McDaniel is going to lead us in the flag salute. Connor?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Connor. May I have a roll call, please?
Leland?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
Torres?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Connery?
Here.
Hagan?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
We have some correspondence from the state of New Jersey about our wastewater management plan.
Finally. Finally.
5 years?
Roughly.
Okay.
2 weeks.
And this is only one part.
Yeah. I'll take any progress on this at all. So I'm sure you will too, Mr. Higgins.
Yes.
You want to accept the motion to receive and file?
Make a motion to receive
Second.
And file.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion?
Why, yes. Yes, there is.
I kind of thought so. What do you got for us, Mr. Higgins?
Well, now that this is approved, I had the opportunity of meeting Dean Derling, who is the CEO and president of QuickCheck. According to Chris, our engineer, the township has taken QuickCheck out of their wastewater management plan, so they're included in ours. They want to hook up as soon as possible. Which means revenue to the borough.
Right. King, king. When did you find
Not
this out?
Revenue.
When did you speak with him?
Probably about 3 weeks ago, right before this was approved. And I had talked to Chris, and Chris said that it's going to be approved, and they're included. So when I met him, I mentioned that it's going to be approved, and they're included. And I guess they reached out to Christine.
They did, right after.
So I guess all we need is for them to come in and for us to say yes.
Okay, because they already have... They have dry pipes in, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And it's just a question of hooking up. Where is the hookup? Is it by their driveway on
57? It is where the vacant lot between Enzo's and QuickCheck is right now. It comes out on an angle towards the borough.
Is that the one for sale property?
Yes.
Okay, so they'll probably need a road opening permit from 57. That's
anything that we can do to increase revenue for the borough would be greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
From a fine... top 10 company, you know, to work for in New Jersey, I would say let's welcome them.
Yeah. We just have to deal with the state, too, so. Right? Because
the only thing they got to do is get permits to open and connect.
Okay.
As far as I'm aware.
Well, I'm sure their engineer and attorneys will be well aware of it.
Oh, they are.
Okay. Any other discussion on this?
Will that affect the flow at all? Shouldn't affect the capacity, right?
Well, here's what happened. When they originally came before us with the design of that QuickCheck, they wanted to hook up.
Right.
And we already agreed to hook them up. They were going to pay for, I believe, a pump station at one point, and then they were going to pay us per pump for the use of the sewer plant.
Right.
I don't think that anything will deviate from that. Maybe, maybe not. I do know that they put in less pumps than they initially planned because they had to go septic.
Can you see agreement they had before?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they're gonna propose. All I know is they want to hook up to the borough sewer system. We've already agreed. I think attorneys, engineers need to get together, discuss it.
And dot the I's and cross the T's.
Yes,
sir. Okay, anything else? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'd like to open up the audience portion for remarks, petition statement, and testimony from guests. And boys, if you have any other questions, this will be the time.
Okay, Mr. Mayor, I would make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have two reports this evening from the CFO, revenue and expenditure versus appropriations for December.
Make a motion to accept and file the reports.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on these reports?
I'm saving it for budget talks.
Okay, I figured there'd be a question or two on these. Do a roll call on these since they have numbers on them.
Kleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conway?
Yes.
Okay, do we have any committee reports for this evening? Takes us to old business. Do we have any old business?
I'll do an absence and move it on so quickly. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be here for the first budget workshop or the next council meeting, and I know the recreation, you know, chairperson was here and they have something going on. So I did do a little research. I apologize. I just did not have time between last week getting the research and putting it together in something nice. So I'm just going to read it to you just so that for your own knowledge and to help make an educated decision going forward. And if you want to take notes, feel free. I reached out first to the Lepatcong mayor and Belvedere because they both have pools. So basically I asked what's the town's annual contribution to their Recreation Commission Committee? Does their annual contribution cover salaries? Do they have a recreation director, and is the person part-time or full-time? What's the person's annual salary, and how are they paid? And I guess I have one other question. No, I think that was it. So for Pohatcong, the Recreation Commission has no involvement with the operation of the parks and pools. The Recreation Commission had been defunct over the last several years and is now just getting started again, and their involvement with the parks might change in the near future. There is a budget appropriation under parks and playgrounds covering salaries and operating expenses. The appropriation for salaries is $60,000 and $75,250 for operating expenses. They have four employees who are certified pool operators who manage daily operations. The township clerk and her staff handle the overall operation, and she reports directly to the council and mayor. There is no additional compensation for the work they perform. The CPOs are paid $10 an hour. The budget appropriation covers the maintenance of the parks, all the parks, and the pool expenses. The DPW is responsible for the overall maintenance, including setup and breakdown. They do have a small seasonal crew that deals with daily maintenance. So that's the Pohatcong and how they handle their...
Now, break up and set down, what's that?
I guess the opening and closing, I would think, or whatever's involved, like...
The pool and stuff.
Yeah.
Do you know what they're... is this Lopat or Pohat?
Lopatcong.
Okay.
This is from...
that's on 519, right?
Excuse me?
The one on 519?
I think it's 519. So it's the one where the sign.
I know where you're talking about.
It's like behind it, to the right.
Belvedere Road.
Yeah.
Do you know what their annual budget is and what their tax rate is?
No, I don't have that question. I know their tax rate is very low, and it's unbelievably low. I remember when I was first interviewing for council, I had to meet him, you know, chairman. It was ridiculously low.
Their valuation is higher.
Excuse me?
Their valuation is higher.
Yeah. So I know that plays into it. So just so you, again, sure. it's just for your knowledge. You might be able to pick and choose how different towns do things, and just for when we do the overall budget for all of recreation, you know.
But what they give also includes lifeguards. Do they have a concession stand?
Yeah. That's what the $60,000 is for, right?
And for the salaries, all the salaries. Yeah.
That includes lifeguards.
Well, yeah, I would assume so.
Okay.
It's all in the parks and playgrounds.
You said DPO breaks down and sets up?
The DPW is the overall maintenance they're responsible for.
How many guys do they have on DPW to do it?
I don't know. I didn't go back and ask a lot of specific questions. That's a good question.
Because if we don't have enough guys, then you got to hire another DPW guy.
Yeah. Well, we already have hired seasonal DPW.
Right.
What was it? 75
again? It's
60,000. Operating expenses.
75.
250. 75250. Then I found Belvedere to be very interesting. They have no recreation commission or committee, therefore no director, recreation director. All recreation activities are run by private organizations. The town runs a one-month summer recreation program that is paid for through a recreation trust account. The account is supported by the fees charged for the program, so it's a wash. Many years ago, and this is very interesting, the town created a pool utility. This means that the pool supports itself and has its own budget outside of the town's municipal budget. The town does pay for the electricity, liability insurance, and the DPW does provide some maintenance. Two of our DPW employees hold the CPO license. Our main recreation field is owned by the town, so we do provide the mowing and liability insurance, but the maintenance, marking the fields and so on, are done by the private organizations. We also mow the football field. The town maintains the sports insurance for all sports programs, but charges a per-player fee for each sport that is paid by the organization to the town at the end of their season. The pool utility is managed by the pool commission, all volunteers, with oversight and final approval coming from the governing body. We have a pool manager that works May through August, $16 per hour, and two assistant managers at $11.50 per hour. The pool is open 12 to 8 every day, and there is always a manager or assistant manager there at all times. The manager also does all the job interviews and attends all pool commission meetings. And that was mainly...
But most of their programs over there, if I believe, if I'm right or wrong, are run by parents' associations.
Right, private organizations.
Right. So it's a football, so it's the football, they have a parents' association, so it takes care of their maintenance and stuff. And all that money goes towards the football program, also the football field and lights and stuff like that.
Right. Well, they provide, you know, the town pays for the electricity,
yeah, right.
the liability insurance, and the town mows the football field.
Right. But still, that money goes back to the town.
So the town does all that.
Yeah.
But their sports activities are
run by the private organizations.
By private organizations,
right.
As opposed to a recreation commission like we do.
They call it a parent association.
Then just last year, again, for this year's budget, I had Christine, she had Deb, do some more research just more locally. I went out this week for that information because they do have a pool. But I asked the same questions last year of the towns nearby. Just, again, it's the same questions, but Mansfield Township does not give an annual contribution to the Recreation Commission. Hackettstown budgeted $191,000 in salaries and $82,534 in operating to the Recreation Department for 2013.
Yeah, but their pool prices are high, though.
Yeah, Washington's Township response to it was $5,000. Does the annual contribution cover salaries, and if so, whose salaries? Mansfield Township, the question doesn't apply to them because they don't give an annual contribution. Hackettstown, their salaries cover the recreation director, and that Victor had told us, plus three full-time recreation employees and a recreation secretary. Washington Township, they do not. It does not cover salaries. Does the annual contribution cover maintenance and upkeep of the parks? Mansfield Township, again, this question is not applicable. Hackettstown, only three full-time recreation employees do their field maintenance. In Washington Township, the money that the town committee sets aside for them is used only for projects and repairs like benches, picnic tables, fences, etc. Does the DPW department handle the maintenance and upkeep of their parks? Mansfield Township has a lawn mowing outside service. Hackettstown hires one summer person to help with the mowing, and their DPW paints the lines in the football and soccer fields and grooms the baseball fields. Washington Township has their DPW mow the lawn and lining the fields. Basically, they are budgeted in a separate line item for general maintenance. Do they have a recreation director and or secretary, and how are the salaries paid, or are they paid through program fees? Mansfield Township has a recreation director who is not paid, and 100% of the recreation secretary is paid through program fees. Hackettstown already answered. Hackettstown, we know, does. Hackettstown also, that the fees they collect are minimal. They only charge about $5 per child to join a program. These fees then go into their trust fund, which typically covers extraordinary expenses not in the budget. Washington Township's borough clerk is the secretary for recreation, but she only gets paid out of user fees, meaning when someone uses the pavilion and field, and that salary is $5,692, and they have no recreation director, Washington Township. So... Anyway, There's some information to chew on.
I think there's two, Mansfield and Township, they have the Parents Association that helps out a lot, too.
Yeah, big time.
Right.
Totally, kind of, yeah, I mean, it might be another, might be a way that we need to move.
The Parents Associations.
Yeah, I mean, we do already have some of that, but...
Thank you for that input.
Yeah, thank you for that. Can we get a copy of this?
That'd be a good idea.
Christine, can you get them a copy of that, the letter from Lester?
And just for the PAC's information, we had a part-time recreation director who has resigned to take another position, so we're looking at the possibility of getting a full-time recreation director. And what we're doing, what Mrs. Gleba was doing there, is she was going around to other towns and finding out how they operate their recreation departments, to see if maybe they had some idea we hadn't thought of that might work for us. Okay, we have no old business. So we have Resolution 26-2014, to adjust sewer billings.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on this one? Roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Joan?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes. 27-2014, for redemption of a tax sale certificate.
So moved.
Second. Okay, any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Torres?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Joan?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Our interlocal service agreement for solid waste disposal.
I guess make a motion to approve. Have the fees changed a lot? I don't know what it was.
No, they have not.
Okay.
Did we get a second there?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on that one, too.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Oh, boy.
Make a motion, we pay the bills.
Okay, any discussion on the vouchers?
I have a question.
Problem.
Mr. Matt, let's see, this is for Christina, I guess. I think it's on page 4, by the 12. That's something to do with heaters for the,
what's that?
Under Public Works.
I can't hear, heaters, they're for the municipal building.
Oh, they were, I was going
to
ask if
they
were.
You'd like to keep some offices warm.
Okay. That was my question.
Yeah.
Okay. Just in case somebody in the community had that question, so that was that. Thank you.
That's true, it's down the office and stuff,
right? Right. It was the finance office and just a few.
How things going?
The boiler will be installed on Friday. It will take 2 days, Friday and Saturday. And if you did not see my email this afternoon, we will have to shut the building down because of lack of utilities on Friday.
And is that going to affect the snow?
Which one?
It'll still snow, believe me.
It'll snow regardless of whether we have a boiler. But
okay.
We will be working on that boiler Friday and Saturday.
Okay. But I knew you said you're waiting for warm weather.
This is about as warm as we see it getting, and that's our window of opportunity. So we're taking it.
Anything else? Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes, everything except fire company and emissions squad.
Yeah, we don't have anything for you on your recap, do we?
I do, actually. I'm going to reach out to Quick Check and ask them when they would like to get together to discuss hooking into our sewer system and provide council with last year's information from Councilwoman Gleba.
That brings us to council remarks. Mr. Thompson.
Stay warm, stay safe, and have a good weekend.
Okay. Mr. Jones.
Likewise.
Mr. Higgins.
Just budget workshop is February 11th.
Tuesday at 7.
At 7. Okay.
And how are we doing with that?
There is a salt shortage in the state of New Jersey. Both of our distributors, Atlantic and International, are just about out of salt. We ordered four tandems of grit.
You just paid for it, can I?
We did, and it's almost gone.
The grit is almost gone?
No, our salt. We have, we do have grit. But we, municipalities are last on the list, unfortunately. State first, then county, and then we get ours.
You get the scrapings of the leftovers.
Right. So, we will do what we can to keep things going.
Scrape by through the next winter.
That's correct.
I do have a question. It's something, I don't remember who brought it up over there. Are the windows downtown, are they the right ones? You brought it up?
Mm-hmm.
Are they the right windows? Did we find that out?
Well, not from the diagram that we originally
approved.
They were submitted, but we haven't had, I haven't gone to plan one until Monday, so we won't know. It'll be brought up again.
Okay.
Mrs. Conroy. Mr. Torres.
Yeah, I have a few comments. First of all, I'd like to thank the DPW for the great job on the last snowstorm. They were out. It looks like, you know, I did my own little follow-up kind of patrol, if you would, and I noticed that, you know, they were prompt. The side streets were done salted, plowed. So just on their performance, you know, I'd just like to, you know, give them, you know, a public pat on the back, exactly. Also, for Mrs. Gleba, I thank you for doing the research tonight on this recreation. And also, another thank you for, I had a personal observation today of our manager in action. I happened to notice public performance and professionalism that she displayed, you know, today. Because that was dealing with the public in regard to, you know, concern that some people had over the parking and emergency snow situations. Besides for that, there was a little concern that I had also this week because we had a recent fire. I don't know if the public is aware, there was a fire today, this morning, at the former Brownfield
tile
place, right. And it's just another example of that we have to really do something about the vacant buildings. This is another vacant building that was abandoned years ago. It seems to have unresponsive, at least to this point, as far as I know, landlords that will have to deal with this problem. But the fire department, I'd like to...
fire official before that.
Yes.
He's going to be working with the state on something with that.
Right,
that one in
which
particular.
Is very good. And which was my next point, I want to also add to the thank yous again, because the fire department was right on the scene, put the fire out, made sure that everybody was aware and that there's no safety issues, you know, apparently, because there could have possibly been squatters in the building. We don't know, but that's my comments. Thanks.
Okay. Mrs. Gleaver.
I'm going to... dovetail off of you with the thank yous. I'm just going to read a letter from the high school. On behalf of the Warren Hills Human Rights Club, thank you for your support of the proclamation to proclaim January 11th of each year as Human Trafficking Awareness Day in the Borough of Washington. It was an opportunity for students to experience government in action and civic responsibility. I especially appreciate the opportunity given to students to voice their concerns and share their heartfelt comments on the impact of human trafficking at the Washington Borough Town Council meeting on January 27th. Thank you for your assistance. Sincerely, Debbie Rakowski, advisor of the Warren Hills Human Rights Club. So.
Nice.
Yeah, that's all I have.
All I have is I'd like to thank PAC 145 Den 6 for coming out tonight. I can't speak for everybody, but I bet all of our council members would be pleased to answer any questions if you have any after the meeting's over. I know I would be happy to. That's it. Mr. Higgins has something else?
Do we need to open up the audience portion again? Do you need to speak to the council? Then I would make a motion that we reopen the audience.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I'm Frances Wheeler, 67 North Jackson Avenue. You may have to repeat yourself about the parking issues. For the first time in the 10 years that I have owned this home, I received a parking ticket. And there's two issues here. First one is the portion of road that I park on in front of my home. I own it. It's private property. The borough has given that portion of the road because I do not have a driveway. And this was given prior to me even owning the home.
What do you mean by given?
I own that portion of the road that is directly in front of my home.
The street part.
The street.
Okay.
Vacated. Did we vacate it? You can figure that out. My survey has attested for the 10 years that I've owned the home that I own that portion of the road. And on big snowstorm of the 22nd, 21st, I was parked there. Just like I have parked there for 10 years, I never received not one parking ticket. Rightfully so. So I then went to the police department to find out how, after 10 years, did they get the directive to ticket me. And they said, oh, it's at the discretion of the police officer. I talked to Patrolman Smith, who gave me the ticket, who gave everybody on my street a ticket. And he said, oh, well, the borough manager contacted the chief of police and said, ticket everybody who was on the street. And my ticket says, no parking, snow removal. I said to him, how did you get this directive after 10 years of me never getting a parking ticket, because I own that portion of the road. It's private property, and I have the right to park there. Oh, I didn't know that. You'll have to take your survey to the court. So, there's two issues. First issue is, how did I get this ticket after 10 years? And why? The second issue is, why was a letter not mailed to my home telling me what the new ordinance is and why I now fall under this new ordinance?
The ordinance has been on the books for quite a number of years.
Okay, on the books?
Yes.
For my road, North Jackson Avenue?
For the entire borough.
And what are you referring to, snow removal?
Yes.
What does it mean to be on the books?
It means it's been a law in the borough of Washington for, do you know when it was enacted, Christine?
1885.
I can't tell you when it was enacted. We updated it in 2008. I have a copy here, if you'd like it.
Yes, I would.
You can take that. And as far as the survey, that is correct. Once the ticket is issued, you will have to take it to the court. However, there's probably a couple of instances here in the borough where streets have been vacated and the police aren't aware of it. So when people bring it to our attention, we can make them aware of it as well.
How has it not happened in the 10 years that I've been?
We are just beginning to enforce this ordinance.
Well, when the ordinance was in effect for the no parking overnight, our street has been exempt to that for all of these years.
No one is exempt from parking on the street during
this
snow emergency.
This brings an exemption.
You're
going to ticket me for parking on my own private property.
No. Your vacation of the street to you, to your ownership, as you're saying you have on your survey, exempts you. I agree with that. However, it doesn't exempt the rest of the borough unless they are in the same situation.
Christine,
I don't care about the rest of the borough. I'm making a point that my street has been exempt.
Your street is not
my
exempt.
Side of the street. I pay the taxes. I own it. That is private property.
You don't own the entire street.
I own this portion of the street.
Okay, so that portion of the street would be exempt per the survey, but not the rest of North Jackson.
I don't care about the rest of North Jackson. I was parked in a place that is my private property.
So we will take the survey and show it to the police department.
Well, it's really an issue. Mrs. Wheeler brought up an interesting point, and there is a problem with, and several questions have been brought to this council about questions of ownership on North Jackson Avenue. So we had previously discussed the title search. I think that is something that, you know, I think that's a direction that would solve a lot of these questions. And if that is private property, of course, the borough, you know, certainly has no say in terms of where, you know, whether or not that's a street that would be covered. So I would be, you know, totally understanding of that.
The 10 years that I've been there, I've parked in front of my home. The plow goes down the other side. It's never been an issue, never been a problem.
Let me just give you a little history as to why it's being enforced more. Nothing was changed in the snow removal ordinance. However, last year, we repealed part of the ordinance so that people could park on the street all night, whereas before, you had to be off the street between certain hours. Well, with the first snowfall this year, a lot of folks were confused. They didn't realize that the snow ordinance was still in effect, and what happened was everyone parked overnight in the street, and so they had a very difficult time plowing the streets. So Christine gave the directive to the police that, you know, we really need to start enforcing this ordinance.
That's fine, and but why weren't letters at least, I mean, first of all, I'm exempt to that portion anyway, but why weren't letters not sent to the home? I mean,
We don't send letters every time we pass a repeal and ordinance.
Well, when
there's email blasts that go out, it's on the website. There's
I don't have the internet at my home. Many people don't. I'm supposed to accidentally listen to a radio station.
It's been on WRNJ. It's also been in the Express.
How am I supposed to? I'm supposed to accidentally just listen to when you're making this report.
Nobody's going to come to your door and tell you that.
The point is,
you have to know.
Back in 2009, you sent letters to our home saying, after this year, we're no longer going to maintain some private roads. Why couldn't
Well, we had to get because we had to get permission from the homeowner, so that's why that letter went out.
You could send a letter out. You know, if you're going to do something like this, it's so important. Why would you do this to your people? Why would you do it like that? So that so many people are just going to be not informed properly and get a ticket. I don't understand why you would do that to your own people.
Mrs. Wheeler, can I ask you a question, please? Have you gone to court with that ticket yet?
I have to go to court with this ticket.
Okay, so you're going to take the ticket and you're going to take your survey, and we're going to check that out. And
I will. I will need a copy of the survey.
Talk to the police department.
Right, I will get in touch with
you. You might even not have to go to court for that.
I think the next court date is Monday. Is it Monday?
It's Monday the 10th.
Okay. The issue that we've had, like Mrs. Weaver was talking about, is that we refilled the overnight parking. We had a first big snowstorm. It caused a tremendous problem for our DPW to plow. There were complaints about people parking and then the snow not being plowed appropriately. So after some research, we found out that the law was still on the books that we could declare a state of snow emergency. As a matter of fact, there's going to be one tonight, from midnight to 4 p.m. tomorrow.
Exactly why I'm here. How am I going to stop this from happening? I don't even have a place to put my car for snow removal. I don't have a driveway. Right across on the other side of the road, which is belongs to the borough, is a stop sign, and my other neighbor just got a ticket for parking within 50 feet of the stop sign. That's the first time in like 15 years that that's ever happened to us, okay? Mm-hmm. And then there's the fire hydrant, and there's a grassy median, so I would First of all, I have a right to park here. This was given to me, and I paid taxes on this for 10 years. My private property. I want to make sure this is not going to happen again.
Please don't think I'm being sarcastic, but I have some questions. Is that part of the road maintained by the borough in any way, shape, or form?
No.
We don't send a street sweeper there?
No.
Okay. We don't repave it when it needs to be repaved?
I've never seen you repave it.
Okay. Right.
My portion of the road is clearly marked. It's clearly marked on here. It's clearly marked.
On the road, it's marked?
Yeah, railroad spikes are in the road. My portion of the road in front of my house is clearly marked. So...
It's a surveying issue from years ago that was never properly discussed and dealt with through the proper attorneys and legal research in terms of title search. Okay? And that's what needs to be done. I've stressed this before to the council, and North Jackson needs to have a title search. This would solve a lot of these issues that are coming up, and some of these are been coming up quite, you know, a lot. And it's causing, you know, some of our citizens of the borough a problem, and it should be dealt with.
So I would like to have something in writing, whatever you're copying to the police, whatever you're giving to the police, I would like a copy of that, please.
Well, sometimes I communicate with the police via telephone or text, so...
Well, I will send you a letter, and then I would like a letter sent back to me.
Every time I call a snow emergency, I don't understand what you would
confirming
like.
Confirming that this ticket will not happen to me again.
Oh, I see. Well, if you would send me a letter with a copy of the survey, then I will absolutely
have a
discussion with the chief.
I will do that. Can anything be done for me now?
What is your address?
67 North Jackson.
And there are spikes.
Yes.
Clearly visible.
Yes, and this is clear as well.
Right, but you have to understand our police department don't have a copy of everyone's survey, so this truly I can see happening.
Okay, well, it hasn't happened for 10 years, and according to the previous...
We are enforcing it because it just goes to show you the problem we've had with enforcement of some of our ordinances.
Well, you're in charge of the borough, so please do not send out a directive like that without having proper information.
We gather as much information
okay,
as we can prior to sending out or giving a directive.
There
will always be items that fall through the cracks, and I'm sorry that yours did, but we will work to solve it.
What am I going to do tonight?
I will get in touch with the deputy chief prior to the snowstorm.
Would you like a copy of my survey?
Can I see that?
Is it a copy or is it an original?
It's a copy.
Okay.
And I have a letter from the Municipal Tax Assessor which confirms what my survey says, if you'd like to have that as well.
The property behind you, that's an alleyway or it's paperwork? This is the main road out here or back here?
This is North Jackson Avenue.
Okay. This is the little alleyway that runs in the back then?
Right.
Okay. You can give that to Christy. Are you giving it to her then or?
Fran, would you mind if I take a look also?
Fran.
That's what she said. Yeah. Sure.
I had the tax assessor write this out. In case the judge doesn't want to be bothered reading my survey, but he can just quickly see, he or she can just quickly see that is confirmation that I own that portion of the road.
I would suggest you give this copy to Christine
mm-hmm.
as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
Would you like me to mail these to you, or are you going to take them now? Either way, it's fine. I have your address. I'll get in touch with the chief tonight, so.
I would recommend that if you could leave a copy tonight, that I would.
He can have,
They're
copies, right?
They're copies.
So at this point, you think I still have to go into the court?
You do.
The ticket was issued, unfortunately.
Okay, is there any other letter that you can provide for me?
I can just confirm the survey and Ryan's letter, and I could certainly write one for you on Thursday or Friday as well. Well, Thursday.
Okay.
I would say stop in after 1 o'clock on Thursday if you can, or would you like me to mail it?
Thursday after 1 o'clock. Leave it at that I'll pick it up. If I cannot, I will ask you to mail it. Okay. Anybody else have anything else they want to
thank you.
Thank you for bringing it to our attention. We will be dealing with it.
And thank you for your apology.
Thank you. Okay, Mr. Mayor, I make a motion.
Hold on.
Hi there. I'm Jen Cummins. I live at 101 Park Avenue. And I've been there for about 23, 24 years. And unfortunately, on 101 Park Avenue, my driveway is on a blind curve. Okay? And I've been there for many years, have not had an accident, but had many close calls. I have to go forward out of my driveway, stop at the end of my driveway, and wait, and look both ways to make sure nobody's coming, right? And, like, cars would just go by fast, and because it's a curve on the block between Park Avenue, they go by real fast, and they almost, just the other day, because I'm parked in front of the house sometimes, the school bus, which picks up and drops off on Park Avenue, almost flipped my car.
While it was parked.
While it was parked. Many times, I've parked in front of the house, a car would come right behind me and think I was still going. Because of the curve, the road narrows slightly around the curve. I would like to have a sign of some sort, maybe slow down.
Hidden driveway or something like
yes,
that?
Yes, or, you know, hidden driveway for that. I share the driveway with my neighbor at 99 Park Avenue, and I would like to have a sign for that.
Okay. We need the engineer involved in that?
I think what happens is there's a curve as you come around off of Humans Avenue.
Okay.
Once you come onto Park Avenue, there's a curve as you turn from 107 Park Avenue.
Directly in front of my driveway.
And you're at 101.
I'm 101.
101.
Right across the street.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Is that where that stone wall is there on?
Yeah, opposite the stone wall.
I can reach out to our engineer and see if there's anything that we would need to do. But my first response is no, because it's a municipal road. So I just need to double check that with him.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else they could do? Maybe put, like, slow down, maybe a speed limit sign or something?
Yeah.
We do have some speed limit signs. We do have slow signs. I'd have to see what's in our inventory, but I'm pretty sure that we can put something out there.
That would be good.
Okay.
Or a hidden driveway sign would be out of the question.
We'll look at it and see what comes up as the best solution. I guess
from
our engineer.
From the engineer.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. And so, who can I talk? Can I talk to you about it? Like,
You can stop in anytime if you're free during the day, or
okay.
It's possible at the next council meeting I'll have an update.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning.
name is DJ Lesnowski. I live over on Lenape Trail. Just got a couple questions about the ordinances and the fines associated with them. Why does it say up to 500? So the example I'm going to give is my own. So I was on vacation, first snow of December, it was like around the 6th. Came home, it wasn't shoveled, clearly because I wasn't home, okay? I had to go to court, just couldn't pay the ticket. Okay, the snow was gone, wasn't gone, I just wanted to pay it. I don't want to take time off of work. I don't want to pay court costs. I just want to pay the fine. Why is that?
Why is what?
Why is it up to 500? Why isn't there a set fine?
Because
don't remove
the
snow,
normally the municipality, when they adopt an ordinance, they give it a range, and it's the judge's discretion at what he asks for payment.
Typically, a judge will start at the low end. If he sees you constantly, fine increases up to what the maximum is.
Okay,
that's typically what will happen.
Okay,
and for most ordinances, we can follow the state statute. The state statute has the range.
So the word typically is what's going to bother me at this point. So I go to court, and you got to go talk to the prosecutor. Before I can even explain myself, the tickets, listening, $100, $100, $100. It was just the magic number of the day. Talk to the prosecutor, trying to explain the situation that I had. He said, listen, the tickets may have been $100 across the board. I understand what it says up to. I'm asking for a lesser, trying to show him why. Stops me mid-sentence and says to me, 100 is better than 500, isn't it? Talk to me like I'm a child. I pay my taxes. I pay my bills. I maintain my property. It's insulting. Very insulting. I said nothing because what was I going to say? We know what happened. I spoke my mind, right? How much was that fine?
You got into 500.
You better believe it. That's the issue. Give me a fine. Don't belittle me. Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Off the top of your head, do you know what the minimum was for the fine for that?
It says nothing. So to me, a minimum could have been a penny.
Okay.
But he wouldn't listen to
me. The language is just up to $500.
Up to $500.
There's no minimum.
No.
Okay.
So it's very disturbing. Okay. That, I mean, it just really bothers me to be talked to that way by a prosecutor that myself, you folks, and these folks pay that salary to. What was I going to say? What could I do? You know, buzzword the past couple of years is bullying. You pushed me into a corner. You made me pay $30 for a court cost. I just wanted to pay the ticket.
A lot of that court cost.
I lost a half a day of work. Mileage, time. Everybody's time is worth something. That's my issue. Now, I know it can't be resolved. It's done. But it should not happen to anybody again.
I'm sorry that you got a ticket. And
I'm not sorry for the ticket. I wasn't home.
I'm sorry for the high fines and the way
horrible.
That the wording is. And, you know, a lot of our ordinances need, you know, some review and updating. And but yet, as for your court quest, a lot of that is as Councilman Gleba had mentioned, set by the state. It's a state statute. They say, okay, this is, you know, and part of it goes to the state as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like that, but as for your high fine, you know, just...
I mean, I see that as an extra $30. And you look around that room, 30, right down the line.
I don't think you'll ever get away from court costs. Isn't that
mandatory? Well, we shouldn't be going to court. I shouldn't be going to court for a ticket like that. I should just be able to walk in here and say, okay,
Town of Borough of Washington, here's my $50. Yeah, make a phone call, find what the fine is. And
I made the phone call, you know, called Rudy, cut and dry. He tells me to call the courthouse in Mansfield. I called the courthouse in Mansfield. Oh, we don't know. We haven't dealt with this before. I tried my channels. I tried my outlets. To no answer except a bunch of I don't knows. Which, again, that's not an answer. Not coming from the town. Not coming from the court. You know, and I don't know is, I mean, if I were to tell my customers, I don't know. If I were to come to your house and try to help you out, I don't know. It's just, you know, it hurts. I mean, it does. Lived in this town my whole life. I take care of the property, like I said. I maintain the property across the street. I'll weed whack the curves. I like the way it looks. You know? So, that's all I wanted to say. You know, try to fix that if you could. Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
That's the guy I thought that I'd give you much of an answer. Go ahead, read my affidavit.
That's right, you can plead bias, David.
And I don't know what the fine is.
It's neither here nor there, right?
It's what the prosecutor deserves.
Yep, exactly.
Rudy, you want me to relay your personal experience? After.
Well, I'd accept the motion to close the...
Excuse me, before we close it, I'd just like to, again, offer an apology to Mrs. Wheeler for the difficulties that she's having with our communications, and I'd like to take responsibility for the whole council for not being a little bit more proactive in terms of this particular issue and doing something about it. And, you know, we really should get to work on it.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
You are.
Close the... I'll make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Any other business? Motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Oh, do you want to do my review?
No, second.
Well, we can do that.
Right.
We can see a resolution for that.
I wasn't sure if you wanted to do it or not, so it's up to you.
I didn't bring it. I can...
We can do it next time or not.
We'll do it next time then.
No executive or nothing?
No executive. We have the motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Right.